Today, Chicago Public Schools welcomed the largest group of students back to buildings since schools were closed last March. It brings a lot of excitement, but also some questions about whether the school district is really ready to have upwards of 61,000 students on campus. WBEZ Sarah Karp is here to tell us how things are going. And Sarah, you were out at school this morning. What was it like?
So I was at National Teachers Academy. It's an elementary school on the near south side of the city. Each grade had an assigned door to go to, and I stood with the kindergarteners who had never been to school before, and most of them were standing very quietly next to their parents. Eventually, a woman came out to take the children's temperatures. Because it was so cold, they had to move inside. After the first little girl went inside, her mother, Aya Barnia, said that she's been waiting for this day.
She was really excited. She was dancing around the house. She has missed being around other kids. I mean, she's an amazing teacher. She's learned so much, but I think she's just excited to be back in a school environment.
So it was different than most first days of school, but not bad, at least there.
But actually, not everybody's going back. How many children were at the school that you visited?
About 40% of the students at that school were scheduled to come back in for a mix of in-person learning and remote learning.
And how about across the school district?
About a third of the preschool, special education, and elementary school students who could return opted to. That's about 61,000 in total. The rest are fully remote. A small group of preschool and special education students started previously. Today, kindergarten through fifth graders were welcomed back, and then next week, sixth through eighth graders. So far, there's not been a date set for high school students, but the school district says they want high schoolers to be back sometime this year.
And Sarah, the mayor and the school's chief fought pretty hard for in-person learning to start. What did they say today?
Yes, the start of in-person learning had to be delayed as the school district negotiated with the Chicago Teachers Union for a reopening deal. As you'll remember, teachers and other staff refused to report until one was reached, and to get a deal was really difficult. This morning, the mayor and CPS CEO Janice Jackson visited a Northside school, and they seemed really happy. Lightfoot said she was especially pleased to see children skipping ahead of their parents on their way to school. And one interesting thing is that Lightfoot took time to thank parents today, noting that especially for women, a lot of the homeschooling has fallen on their shoulders. She said that she wanted parents to know that the school district is listening to them and will continue to listen to them in the future.
And what are you going to be watching as the in-person learning continues?
So to me, there are at least two big questions. One is whether the school system will have enough staff to properly supervise students. There are thousands of teachers and staff who are allowed to work from home. So many of their students are sitting at desks logging in for remote learning, but they need an adult to supervise them. And one thing that came out today is that the school district is still looking to hire substitute teachers and staff to supervise these students. Also, I'll be paying attention to whether the schools are meeting all safety standards and staying clean. As you might know, in the past, Chicago Public Schools has had some problems with cleanliness, but now the stakes seem so much higher. It's not just me that will be paying attention. As Jackson said this morning, the 70% of parents who are keeping their children remote will also be concerned.
And then as people see, there's a kind of a wait and see approach. They want to see the protocols. They want to see that kids aren't getting sick. They want to see that there aren't outbreaks, that people are implementing things properly. Then it increases over time. And I fully anticipate a huge jump in the number of parents who opt in.
Getting more students to come back is really important to Jackson. She has said the reason schools need to reopen is because students are struggling with remote learning, but she needs to convince more parents to do in-person to make it all worth it.
That's WBEZ Sarah Karp. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.